Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For parents, deciding how much to save for retirement versus what to set aside for a child's education can be a difficult balancing act. Our next guest says that while saving for your future should be a priority, that doesn't mean you can't include funding your child's education at the same time. Rob DeHollander is a certified financial planner, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Rob, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you having me on.
So this certainly can be a balancing act. A lot of people are using their retirement plans, you know, to take that funding from for college because there are no penalties involved, right?
Well, there could be penalties depending on the situation, but it's an expensive decision, and we just want folks to look at it carefully and make sure that they understand the balance between retirement and college. And the reason I think it's so important, and folks underestimate this when we do planning with them, is, you know, for a typical 40-year-old today, if they retire, they're going to spend, usually on average, somewhere between $2 and $2.5 million in retirement. And so when we actually educate folks on the size of that, you know, their eyes get kind of big and they're like, oh my goodness. Now remember, some of that's offset by Social Security, but a large portion of that is in that savings account, that 401k or that IRA as well. So college is also an expensive piece, but far and away retirement is much larger, and we just want to make sure folks are making good informed decisions on where they pull resources for their kids' college.
Okay, well, walk us through how you recommend figuring out this balance.
Yes, I think there's two things that are subtle, but they're really important. The first is, you know, the reality is once you leave the workforce, your financial options are pretty limited on where you get your dollars from for your standard of living and for other needs. And it's typically, again, Social Security and personal savings. Some folks work, but, you know, some folks may not be able to or not choose to. So when you look at that, you want to be real careful to consider what your needs are going to be and calculate those. Compare that or contrast it with a college expense, though. The cost difference there is pretty significant because typically a college student's going to have a lot more sources of access to capital, including financial aid, student loans, grants, scholarships, those kinds of things. And they have a longer time frame to work to address those expenses as well versus a retiree. So the first thing is the funding sources, and just realize that as a retiree, you're typically more limited. The second is the cost variability. So, you know, once we retire, we're typically in a standard of living that we want to maintain, and the ability to modify that is pretty limited. College students, on the other hand, if you think about that, they've got a pretty significant lever in terms of impacting those, whether they go to a state school, a private school, a two-year school, a four-year school. And there's a lot more ability to impact the cost on that as well. So, again, we think it makes sense to at least consider transferring some of that responsibility and burden to the student just because they have a better time frame and cost control as well.
Tell us about some savings plans that can double for both retirement and college.
Probably the least desirable is your workplace retirement account. You can pull those dollars in form of a loan out of the account. But of course, then you have to pay them back. And if your employment gets interrupted for some reason, that's typically due back with a penalty. I think the second option and the one that's probably the most desirable would be looking at your IRAs, and in particular, a Roth IRA. The Roth IRA is kind of a Swiss Army knife of savings vehicles. It does a lot of things really well, including the contributions that you put in, which are after tax, that principal, your original investment. After 5 years, those can be pulled out and used for college expenses as well. And there is no penalty on those because it's already after-tax dollars.
And so are there limits to how much can be withdrawn for college?
Yeah, depending on the retirement plan at work, it's typically 50% of the balance up to $50,000 as a loan. And on the IRAs, you're going to be limited to sometimes just the principal or basis inside there. But you got to check with your plan provider on that, and they can give you specific details.
All right. Now, for those who just want a dedicated college savings account, what's the best option there?
The best deal going is a 529 plan. You put the money in. It's after-tax dollars. You get a state tax break on the front end. It grows tax-free the whole time. And then when those dollars are pulled out and used for qualified higher education expenses, no taxes on the gains as well.
Well, Rob, thank you so much for your time today.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
Rob DeHollander is a certified financial planner, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.